Let's go to God's Word. Unusual message today. Now, if you've been with me for years, it's not going to be unusual because I often talk about prophecy. Prophecy are things that will happen in the future. So much of what the Bible has as prophecy has already been fulfilled.
So it's like, you don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, most of it has already happened. And most of it was all about Jesus and His coming. But there's a lot about Jesus coming again. And we're in a series called Imminent Storm. People are having a hard time even understanding how quickly our own country has changed. How America has fallen. How we're in serious decline. Many people wonder, is there a way back? Because it's hard, man, when you go one way to right the ship when it's going off the cliff. So I don't know about all that, but I know God's Word. I don't know it perfectly, but I attempt to make a stab at it. And we're going to see what we can find today with a very unusual message. And solely today on the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Antichrist shall come, the Bible says. So let's look at it. And I'm going to sort of overload you here with some facts and some scriptures and things like that. My message title, Storm Surge. Storm Surge. This world's not going to know what hit them. Oh, it can't get no worse. You ain't seen nothing yet. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. The Bible says that this earth will melt with a fervent heat. I believe we're living at a time. Now, you might say, Clark, you're crazy. And that's just fine. Call me crazy. I don't care. But I believe we're living at a time like no other. I believe we're seeing things that others have not seen down through the ages. I don't believe it was possible, not reasonably speaking, to mark every person on the planet, to give every person a number. That possibility exists today. Matter of fact, a lot of us, we don't have our number, we're done today. We can't buy or sell or do anything. And we're getting to the place now where you can't even talk to a person. If you are talking to a person, they're somewhere else. It's a crazy world. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say. So the Bible says in the last days, at the time of the tribulation period, at the end times, not to say that we're there, but that possibility exists where if you don't agree to take this number or to register or whatever, or they register you already, you won't be able to buy, sell, or get gain. That has happened. That is happening right now. As far as the technology, can you say the technology, the what? Is that agreed? Are we right on this or what? But here's the other thing. The Bible says the earth will melt with fervent heat. And that's not in the message. We're just talking for a second before we get going. We talking about the earth on fire, exploding. I tell you what, right now, we live at a time right now where that could happen. We have Russian ships, submarines off the coast of the United States of America. And we're just told, we're lulled to sleep. No big deal. We've been told by the State Department, we don't need to worry about it. And I look at so many in the State Department that are talking, they're in their 20s. All I know is we have rattled Putin and Russia. I've lived a while. I never heard him talking about using nuclear weapons on the United States of America. It was something that just wasn't said. Y'all hear me or not? Say, that's not the way it is now. He's talking about it. They have more nuclear weapons than we do. But so do other nations as well. My point is this. It wouldn't take too many of those to melt this earth with a fervent heat. I'm just saying we are living in times like I believe I've never seen. And you can call me crazy, and that's okay. That's fine. I'm a big guy with a big shirt on. Okay. It's the only shirt I got that I can wear that makes me feel like you're thin. Anyway, let's go to the message. So anyway, I'm just setting the table. Let's see how this message goes today. The Bible has a wealth of material. Can you say wealth of material? On who? The Antichrist. In case that's not the Bible, you'd be surprised how much ain't in the Bible because you ain't never read it. And the only answer you got is it ain't in the Bible because you ain't seen it because you ain't read it. You'd be surprised if you read it. You go, oh, well, look at that. That's in the Bible. Come on, let's check it out. Most of the information on the Antichrist is in the New Testament. It's found in Matthew, the book of John, 2 Thessalonians, and also 1 and 2 John, and the book of Revelation. That's a lot of books out of 27 in the New Testament. That many right there have a great deal to say about the Antichrist. Just some information. Antichrist. What does Antichrist mean? Oh, the Antichrist. What does it means? Anti means to stand against. Say that out loud. Anti means to what? And it means in opposition to. So anti would then mean, help me here, Ray. Good to have Ray back there working things. So Antichrist is the one who stands against Christ, and he is opposed to Jesus Christ. Antichrist. Now, if you just take that definition, Antichrist, how many in our world today are standing against Christ? How many in our world today are opposed to Christ? There's far more Antichrist people today in our world than there are Christ people in the world. I'm just telling you. The table's set. Well, nobody would ever want an Antichrist type person. You have lost your mind. People will sell their soul to the devil in a heartbeat. Check it out. What's the Bible say? And we have several scriptures. These shall make war with the Lamb last days. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called chosen and faithful. And I saw the beast, that's the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth and their armies. They're gathered together to make war. By the way, this war takes place in Israel. Have you heard of Israel lately? Say. Are y'all like me? Anybody here like me at all that can't believe how that we as a country, so many people have turned against Israel? Is it shocking to you? Is it sort of shocking? And it's not like, well, there's two good sides here. One butchered 1,270 people. But you can't fight back and you can't eradicate this situation. It's interesting. The final battle that'll take place will be in that location. So I saw the beast of the Antichrist, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse. That would be the Lord. The battle of Armageddon and against his army. Just some scriptures. That's all we're doing. The Antichrist opposes and exalts himself above all that is God or that is worship, so that he as God sits in the temple that'll be in Jerusalem showing himself that he is God. A lot of scriptures. So the Antichrist. Now the Apostle John uses the expression Antichrist. Say it with me how many times? Now most of it's just in a couple of verses, but I'd like to just look at these verses right quick. I'm just laying the groundwork. The Antichrist will come. Little children, it is the last time. As you have heard, Antichrist shall come. Second usage. Number two. Hit it, buddy. Thank you. Number two. Many antichrists are here. If you continue reading that scripture, not only will antichrist come, even now there are what? There are many antichrists. We know that today. Yes or no? Is that true or false? Of course it is. I can't hardly watch a movie. I like movies that are real. I like movies that are sort of real. Unfortunately, if you get them that are real, they have some bad language. And there's some tough stuff in them. I tend to like movies that are real, that are like that. And you can criticize me if you want to. I don't really give a hoot about that either. But when you do that, you hear some crap and hear some garbage. And what's happened is how many times now in this world we live in today, they're using Jesus' name in vain. And they're usually putting the F word with it before they say it. We live in a horrible time where everybody and their brother seems to be against Jesus. Y'all hear me? Many antichrists. Number three, the antichrist. Over in 1 John 2:22, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Now we're learning. You don't know it, but we're learning something. Number four, fourth mention, John. In 1 John 4:3, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. If someone says Jesus didn't come, Jesus didn't live, Jesus didn't die on a cross, Jesus didn't raise from the dead, that is the spirit of who? Antichrist. Makes common sense. They're against him coming. They're against him rising from the dead. Against his death on the cross. Against his love for you and me. Whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Number five, John's mentioning of Antichrist. 2 John 1:7, the Antichrist denies Jesus is coming again. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is Christ, that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver, an antichrist. When you really dial down on this verse, and I don't do it a lot, but I read several different translations, the idea of this verse is that Jesus is coming again in the flesh. Coming again in the flesh. Okay? So the antichrist denies that Jesus is coming again. He's a deceiver and the antichrist. Push me a little more. Okay, and the present tense has the idea that he is coming when you look at that language carefully. I don't do that a lot, but on that particular verse we did. So, what did we learn from John? Are y'all wore out already? Say. I'm about out of breath. He is against, so the Antichrist opposes Jesus Christ. He is Antichrist. He is anti-Jesus. He is against Jesus Christ as the Anointed One. That's what we learn from John. That he is the Anointed One of God, the Holy One of God. Antichrist denies that. Number two, he is against the God the Father and God the Son relationship. Number three, he's against that Jesus came in the flesh to be the sacrifice for our sins. Got it? And number four, he's against prophecy that Jesus will rule and reign as Messiah and Lord. That's what John teaches us, those four things. Are you all right with that so far? We're just learning today about Antichrist. Is Antichrist in the Bible? Well, I think we're finding him. What do you think? Let's keep looking. Storm surge. There are many different names given to the Antichrist. When you therefore shall see, here's a name, the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So that's one of his names. Push me, buddy. Okay? For there shall arise false Christ. He is a false Christ, according to Matthew. That's according to Jesus, Matthew 24. I am come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me. Jesus said, if another shall come in his what? Own name, him will you receive. So the Antichrist is the one who comes in his own name. Just several things through the Bible. Talking about the different names of the Antichrist. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there shall be a falling away first. And we're going to talk about that. And that man of sin, that's a name for the Antichrist, be revealed. And the son of perdition, that's a name for the Antichrist. So there's a couple other names of Antichrist. Another name. And then that wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. That is another name for the Antichrist. Am I killing y'all today or what? You understand?
Well, it ain't Antichrist unless it says Antichrist.
Well, no. Antichrist is against Christ. He is opposed to Christ. And there's a lot of different names of the one that is doing that, even the spirit that does that, that is listed throughout the New Testament. Okay? I'm just trying to, a little bit in a way, overwhelm you with the evidence that there is one coming, the Antichrist. Y'all hear me? And I know you're like a lot of people, you just, yeah, but what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Well, hang on. Hang on. When they shall have finished their testimony, the beast will ascend out of the bottomless pit. That's another name for the Antichrist, the beast. Keep looking. What else we got? All right. So, we see Antichrist is in the Bible. We see a little bit of what John says. We see different names. Let's look at this, some more facts about the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be what? Gosh, you are killing me. The Antichrist will be what? He will be great. Nobody will be as great as he is. And they worshiped the dragon and gave power unto the beast, the Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, the Antichrist, saying, who is like unto the Antichrist, who is able to make war with him? Last days. So, he will be great. He will possess unbelievable intelligence. Are we seeing a big lack of intelligence today? Is that true, yes or no? How many think, I know I'm being ugly, let's do it. How many think you could run the country better? Anybody want to, I mean, I could have never said that in years past. I wouldn't have got that many hands up. I'm just saying, the world is hungry right now. Hungry, wanting somebody that has a brain, that can figure stuff out. He will possess unbelievable intelligence. Here is wisdom. Let him that understand count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666. He will be a man. He'll be a great communicator, the Antichrist. And there was given unto him, say it with me, a what? A mouth. So he's a man, and he speaks great things and blasphemies. And power was given to him to continue to do what he wanted to do, to be in leadership for 3.5 years. Even that timeline is interesting to me. That's about what we do here in this country. About 3.5, 4 years. I mean, it's just amazing when I read the Bible, scriptures that were given 2,000 years ago and how relevant they are today. Like the marking of a man and a woman. How could that happen? We see it happening. How could that prophecy even be given? The earth would melt with fervent heat. How could that happen? Well, we know it can happen with nuclear weapons today. Is that true or false? It is true, guys. The Antichrist will be attractive to people. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, that is worshipped. So he is God, sets in the temple of God, and shows himself that he is God. He will be very appealing and very attractive to people. We're talking about Antichrist. In case you're, you know, seeing somebody with eyeballs that are, blood's coming out of them, and, you know, and teeth like a vampire. No. Smooth. Attractive. People will look at him and believe in him and go, they'll even thank God for him. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Do we worship people today? Yes or no? Yes or no? What Taylor Swift says. Who can care? I could care less. But we do that, don't we? And then us guys could say we could care less unless Tom Brady said it. Or our favorite football player, which ain't him, by the way, for me. But anyway, he is a great quarterback. I can't even believe I said it. But anyway, obviously he is. My point is, we do this, yes or no? Do we worship preachers? Oh my gosh. They can get up, lie like a dog, say things that ain't in the Bible. Yeah, but we just love, and we will defend them. Defend them for leaving their wife. Defend them for screwing around. It's crazy. Are y'all hearing me or not? He'll be attracted to people. I'm just saying the table is set. Oh, this will never happen. People would never do such a thing. Well, then you're an idiot. He'll come across as spiritual. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. But he'll come across as spiritual. And Satan does that all the time. You're of God, little children. You've overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He'll come across as spiritual. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world will what? The world will hear him and what he has to say. The Antichrist, he'll be, say this one with me, say it with me, a what? Phenomenal what? That's another reason I think these are the last days. You have to really be good. I mean, you have to be able to slander. You have to be able to do all kinds of stuff today, especially in this country. But he'll be a phenomenal politician. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. And that's a lot of stuff right there about government, but we're not getting into it. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree. And to give their what? To who? To the Antichrist. Until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So, he'll be a great politician. He'll be a force to be reckoned with, the Antichrist. And this is rough, ain't it? I mean, you came to church today and you're learning about the Antichrist. This is more like a seminar, isn't it? I went to a seminar. And they worship, he'll be a force to be right. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to do what? Who can make war with him? Okay? I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies. They were gathered together to make war against him. That's Jesus sat on this horse and against his army. He'll be a force to be reckoned with. Just looking at the Antichrist. A lot of material we've covered. Y'all okay so far? Do you need a break? A donut or something real quick? Hang on. We're going to give you one. Hang on. So he's going to be what? We've learned some things. The Antichrist is going to be a great talker. But he'll be a blasphemer. Talk a good talk, but doesn't line up with the Bible. Be spiritual, but not according to the scriptures. He'd be a great leader. A great leader. But he will be wicked and he will be lawless. The Antichrist. Storms are coming. I think storms here. We're feeling the effects of the storm. Just like a hurricane. You know it when it's coming, don't you say? The weather people tell you. It's sunny. Uh-oh. Then there's some rain, the wind, and it still might not get to you for a while, but it's coming. But what'll get you is the surge. So when will the Antichrist come to full power? And I'd like to finish up this morning with that. When will the, and I might not do a great job at this. I'm going to do the best I can under the circumstances today. When will he come to full power? It's undeniable that Antichrist will come. It's undeniable that Antichrist is in the Bible. It's undeniable that a lot of things we said are clear as crystal. That's undeniable. So when will all of this happen? Well, I think it's undeniable that certain things regarding last days that maybe couldn't have happened before can happen now. So that's why I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but if I have to alarm you, shake you, to get you to put your faith in Jesus Christ, to get you to start living for the Lord, loving Him and loving people, sharing, that this world is not going to make it. This world isn't all there is. When you die, that's not the end. There's a place called heaven. There's a place called hell. We need to be shaken. And I think this stuff does that. I don't know how you can live in the times we live right now without being shaken. Okay? Let's go to 2 Thessalonians, I'm sorry, chapter 2. I want to read some scripture and I want to say a few things, and then we're going to go to get a donut. How about that? Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in your mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, say it with me, except there come a falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Just break me right there for a second. In May, the United Methodist Church split. I'm just giving you a little fact. The United Methodist Church is a large Christian denomination. It split. It was huge. It was the greatest denominational split since the Civil War. And that happened in your lifetime. You might say, well, I'm not a United Methodist. I don't care. Buddy, they're all over the place. Churches are closing left and right. Y'all hear me or not? Say. And that's just one. That's just one that has happened. What I'm trying to say, and why did they close? Well, they closed because there's a falling away. They closed, and many churches closed because there's a falling away. People don't want to hear the gospel anymore. People don't want to hear the truth, seemingly. They want to come to church and hear a woke agenda. Want to be affirmed that homosexuality is okay, or that transgender is good, or that marriage isn't between a man and a woman, and that there isn't just a girl and a boy, it's something else now, and you offend me if you call them girl or boy or mom or dad. You can't even watch the news without a newscaster correcting them. I should have said they, and instead of calling the mother a her. We have lost our minds. You mean that big denomination split over this kind of stuff? That's exactly what happened. Now, I'm not just trying to throw stones at them. I'm just trying to say that's just a current. The greatest denominational split since the Civil War. That ought to shake people. It's crazy. Keep going. So there will be a falling away. Antichrist, verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now this is the Apostle Paul writing. Remember ye not that when I was with you, Paul says, I told you these things? Paul said, I shared these things with you. And now ye know, that's a crazy verse, it's something you need to wrap your head around. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Let me see verse 7, buddy. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. Now I'd like to talk about that for just a moment. Give me verse 6 again. Back it up. Verse 6. And ye know what withholds. What is withholding these last days? What is withholding Antichrist coming on the scene? What is withholding his takeover? The Holy Spirit. And I want to talk about that, but just off the, I just want to talk to you out of my life here a little bit about it. Not too deep here. And it says the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets it work until he, that's the Holy Spirit, be taken out of the way. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit will not always be here doing the work he's doing right now. Do you remember when Jesus was with his disciples? He said, I got to go. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. They're going to arrest me. They're going to kill me. Third day, I'll rise again. But he said, what? You're leaving us? He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you alone. But I will send you the who? The Comforter. Another word for Holy Spirit, the one who comes alongside. The Greek word is the paraclete. I will send you the Comforter. So we saw during that time, those disciples, between his crucifixion, resurrection, his appearance to them, the disciples floundered. They ran, like most of us would. He said, stay in Jerusalem. They finally got their act together, were in Jerusalem, in the upper room. They were together, they were praying. And the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then we see in Acts 2, Peter stands up and preaches. This guy who was a denier is now preaching the gospel. And many thousands got saved. The church was birthed that day because of the Holy Spirit. Do y'all get that or not? That will not always be the case. The Holy Spirit's presence is here. He knocks at your heart's door. You were made in the image of God. You have a conscience He has given you. God wants to communicate with you and talk to you. You understand? That's all God. That ain't you. That's all God. Made in His image, in His likeness, to have communication, to have fellowship with you. But in the last days, the one that's holding the Antichrist back, the one that's holding all of this from just overtaking us like a flood, he will not withhold any longer. The Holy Spirit will not continue to do what he is doing. Did I lose you on that or not? Do I know everything? I don't know everything. But I know it's because of him that we haven't been overtaken. But we don't have that guarantee of tomorrow. We don't have that guarantee that this will last. Did I lose you? I'm talking up here wondering what I'm saying. You know what I like to do is make sense of the Bible. Just as the Holy Spirit came, and guys, he didn't come so you could flop like a chicken. He came so he could comfort you to go alongside of you. The Bible says he will lead you into all truth. As the Holy Spirit pulls back, there will be more and more mistruth being spoken from God's houses. And there will be a falling away of churches like you're seeing. Why? Because he's not there. There will be a falling away. It will be because there will be a pulling away of the Spirit of the living God. Why? Here's why. Because this isn't heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away.
but my word shall not pass away. Holy Spirit didn't come so we made heaven down here. Holy Spirit came to lead us into truth so people could be saved and could have everlasting life. It might be a narrow view for you. I like narrow view. I like staying with the Bible. Let's keep looking a little more. We got to quit. Woo! I'm wore out. So, he who only lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, the Antichrist, whom the Lord will consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, say verse 11 with me. God shall send them strong delusion, that they'll believe a what? How many think, just over the last little bit, there seems to be a strong spirit of delusion that's taken over? You can't explain it otherwise. It's crazy that they all might be damned who believe not the what? Because the Holy Spirit was always about truth. But they have their pleasure in unrighteousness. Woo! Believe it or not, we're almost done. This could be a 2-week seminar. You're getting your money's worth and donuts. Come on. Here we go. Howbeit, when he... the Spirit of truth has come. This is when he came the first time, the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaking, he will guide you into all truth. For he won't speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, Jesus was saying, then he shall speak and he will show you things to come. That's where we are right now. That's where we have been for a while. Hearing truth. But that won't always be the case. See, the Lord loves people. The Lord's not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness. God's long-suffering to us. He's not willing that any should what? But that all should what? I love that scripture, but look at the next one. But the day of the Lord will come. It will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Wow. Antichrist. When will he become so popular and revered? We're closing the message now. When will Antichrist become so popular? When chaotic world conditions call for what? Can I get a show of hands? How many would say we're living in a time when the world is crying out for leadership? Let me see some hands. That's crazy. This is a real poll. Real people. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. These things must come to pass, Jesus said, but the end's not yet. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in different places. We could say that's happening now. This isn't far-fetched. Will he become so popular and revered when his great charisma and ability, energized by Satan, gains him recognition? Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He will come on the stage. Could he be alive now? Absolutely. When will he become so popular and revered? Say that one with me. When he brings peace to where? To what? Does the Middle East need peace? Has it been needing peace? Does it look like there ain't going to be no peace? It looks like Israel could be annihilated, destroyed. Most all the countries around want that? Absolutely. You mean somebody's going to solve that problem? Yeah, his name is Antichrist.
I am come in my Father's name, Jesus said. It's a sad verse in the Bible, but it's also prophetic. And you don't receive me. I come to save you, and you don't receive me. That's what he told his own people. But if another will come in his what? Not my name. Him you'll what? Antichrist. That's what we talked about today. When will he come? That's when. I really firmly believe nothing I said today was off the wall. I don't care what you say. You're just kooky. You ought to have met me a few years ago. Pastor, you preached at your church for 42 years. Ministry a long time. Does that sound far-fetched? You don't think so. Did I have you say that before I started? No. He's not a plant in the audience, okay? Now, Pastor, are you seeing the coming of the Lord closer in your mind, scripturally, understanding the Bible like you do? Are you seeing it more so than you've ever seen it in your whole life? Say it again. Let's say that with him. The King is coming. Say it with me. The King is coming. Let's praise the Lord. We got to quit. Good job, Pastor. Amen. Come on, let's stand on up. Woo! Wow! I know when you go to lunch today and people ask you, what'd your preacher talk about? They're like, we don't want to go there. Well, I want to be where the Holy Spirit is. And the Holy Spirit is for truth. And we put the Bible on the screen. Do I always get it right? I don't. But I make a valiant effort to get it right. Amen.